My name is Angela Mallory, and I'm the co-owner of the Donut Hole here in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm a born, bred, and lifer of Wichita, Kansas. Southside Wichita, an elementary school at Cessna Elementary. Moved on to Truesdale Junior High and graduated from South High. The South Side, sadly, has went into decline, and it's gotten a really bad rap. Me growing up over there, my experiences were always positive. Really a pretty wholesome, family-friendly type area. There was a lot of thriving businesses. South Seneca was the main drag for a lot of car heads and gearheads that were not able to go down Douglas anymore when we got the band of No More Dragging in Douglas. South High School was a great school to go to. Everybody got along. Everybody was a little bit of a mixed bag, and it was really fabulous. My parents still live down there. They bought that house before I was born. And they're lucky enough that they still have mostly the same neighbors. Their block is still the block that it was when I was growing up, just not as many kids that I know. In 1990, I signed up with Models and Images and did a lot of fashion shows and swimsuit modeling for them throughout the city. For 2 years in a row, I went to New York to the IMTAs, which is the International Model Talent Association competitions. And New York was fascinating and wonderful. I did get an offer from Ford Specialty Sizes, which covered the petite group as well, and got an offer to come out there to live and do modeling there, which scared me to death. I just decided that I wasn't ready for that and just went ahead and stuck it out here in Wichita. I did do some more modeling, and then I got an offer to be part of the Miss Kansas USA pageant, and that is a process of things you would never imagine, from them spraying and duct taping your butt and your breasts to put into a swimsuit and putting Vaseline across your teeth. I didn't know that you use tacky spray from a sports shop to keep your swimsuit from riding up your butt, but I do know that now. Other than that, it just made my mama proud. So, in about 1992, I started dating a musician in a prominent band here in Wichita. And musicians don't really have much for an income. So I maximized my earning potential and took on 3 bars at once. I worked at Gilbert and Mosley's, and I worked at Big Sky / Subculture, Panama Reds, which is Barleycorn's now. And I would work basically 6 nights a week, picking up the best shifts at each bar to make as much money as I possibly could. And I did that for probably, 5 years. Working at Panama Reds, I saw incredible bands. The first night that I worked at Panama Reds, the band Ween played, and the bar was packed. There were people standing on the bar. You could barely move, and that was just fabulous. That's the first and only time I've seen Ween. But I've seen Guy Fawkes, I saw War. I saw some really, really incredible bands in that establishment, and it was a really, really good place for music for the Wichita scene. I'm a big lover for the Wichita music scene. I met Michael in probably about 1995, 96. It was probably around the time of the Sunshine Family and Panama Reds. He was playing in a lot of bands then. We really didn't care for each other too much then. I thought he was kind of a snotty fellow, and he thought I was a little too sassy. So as we've grown older, we've just got to know each other better and came together on this through a suggestion of a friend. It went from there. Michael had already started making donuts. He had started doing something called donut calls, and he was really getting in tune with baking. And I had 20 plus years of business management and business experience, so it seemed like a good fit. My role in it was coming on board, and I've been told that I have a skill of taking a chaotic situation and giving it structure. And so in doing so, taking a template of just donuts and us advancing it to let's do weird donuts, let's do even weirder donuts, in which we did base a lot of the shop off of a Portland's Voodoo Donut. we're both very eccentric people, and we like eclectic things. We like antiques and whatnot. We both love Joyland. So it just kind of all started clicking, getting together, and it was just kind of an open forum as to what do we want to do. We can do anything we want, and so we did. And there you have the donut hole. This is just people doing what they want and making it work. We're very thankful for Wichita and the people that support us and even the people that don't support us. So being a part of Wichita and being proud and being local is really where it's at for us. Thank you.